Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
646, 14 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Dr. Susan Hazig, Associate Professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I don't mean to drag you down my rabbit hole here, but, you know, my dad used to say, son, I don't think you know what the hell it is you're trying to do. And that was his way of saying, you got to know what it is you're trying to do if you're going to accomplish it, right? And he was right, by the way. I didn't know what the hell I was trying to do. But so when it comes to COVID, do we have a clear-cut mission statement here? Because I heard somebody yesterday say that we're all pulling together on this, and I thought, no, we really aren't. We're like those people that were trying to pull a statue down and had the ropes going in every different direction, so they were pulling against each other. Not that I'm for statue tearing down, but you understand the analogy.
I understand the analogy, absolutely.
So are we?
I think we're not pulling together or not understanding how to pull together, perhaps. We have relatively limited tools to control the virus. The one that worked in March and April was everybody staying home and everything being shut down. We don't really like that tool because it is so disruptive and destructive in so many other ways. So that leaves us with the other tools we have to continue to have, you know, interaction and businesses and eventually schools and everything else, and that is making it hard for the virus to transmit. And that, I don't know that that goal has been, I think it has been communicated, but I don't know if it's been communicated in a way that it resonates with everyone that needs to hear it.
President Trump said that he was a war, and I'm not picking on President Trump here, but that he was a wartime president, and this was a war. It would seem to me then you have an address on TV and you say, look, it's going to hurt. We have to sacrifice, but we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Those are the steps. And as conditions change, we'll change. But it seems like you got the president fighting with the CDC. And, well, that's too harsh. Maybe the CDC is being too harsh because their only goal is to make sure that this thing dies out and goes away. If I were to put you in charge of all of this, what would you do?
Well, first of all, a couple of things. I would, the CDC is not probably being descriptive enough in terms of what it really is going to take to get this under control, frankly. Their plan for schools that they released already is really, it's solid, and it's that's the level it's going to take for children and teachers to and the communities in which schools exist to function safely, because it's a place where lots of interaction happens. But the federal government needs to take a lead on this. The problems we're having now with testing is really, really disturbing. And testing is a really important tool. It's how we know where the virus is. And so not having a way to, you know, ramp up production of everything that's needed for testing, including enhancing laboratory capacity in the public and the private sector to actually run the tests, which seems to be one of the problems we're having now, is really, really frustrating a lot of efforts. The fact that Texas and Florida have positivity levels in their testing that they're doing now of over 20% means that they are not testing anywhere near enough to get ahead of the virus in their communities and in their state. And we've got more and more states that are having more and more cases being identified. And that's really not a good thing. Over 55,000 cases a day in the United States now. That's a huge number. There's no way we can contact trace with our public health system as poorly supported and funded. There are all sorts of initiatives at the federal level. They should be doubling funding for the CDC so they can hire more people to get the numbers analyzed, to get the data analyzed, to provide support to the states. Having the states do it on their own without any resource or functional support is really problematic, because states don't have the budgets to handle this kind of thing. They don't have the staff in their local health departments to handle it. It's incredibly frustrating.
The governor said, and we only have a couple of minutes left here, so
yeah.
The governor said that we gave up all of the gains that we got in March, and I was putting it in football parlance so people can understand this. Would it be the same as saying that Atlanta was leading New England 28-3 at the half, and then guess what?
Yes.
They weren't? Is that fair or not?
That's a pretty good analogy. That would resonate well in this region, for sure, across many states. No, I mean, it's like Drew Brees is, you know, got us with a 20-point lead in the Super Bowl, and for some reason Sean Payton sits him. And Kamara and Michael Thomas. And no offense to the backup people, but it's not the same team. And in the Super Bowl, you want your best team there. And then, you know, the other team just sweeps back. And, you know, there's the coronavirus team is not going to stop. Viruses just look for new places to replicate. And if we give them an opportunity, it will. And so we've got to have really strong defense, and we're not doing that very well.
Do we have the resolve and the resources we need? Yes, resolve, no resources, neither, both?
The resources we need to really get this under control are not that much in terms of physical resources. If everybody just paid attention to how close they were and how big of gatherings they were in, and wore a mask, which I know is uncomfortable, and I don't like wearing them all the time either, but it's something we need to do. It doesn't take a lot of money, but it takes resolve, and I don't think we've got the resolve.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Doctor. I don't think we do either. And I think that all comes from leadership at the top, wherever you want to put the top, if it's at the government, local or state government, or at the federal level. I think somebody needs to just... If you're going to look at this as a war, you need to treat it like a war and then follow it with strategy and resources and what are we going to do. And unlike a real war, you don't have to keep anything a secret, right? Because you're not trying to keep your plans away from the coronavirus. Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll, whom do you trust more when it comes to the coronavirus, your local state government or the federal government? And as it stands now, the numbers are evening up, 54 federal, 46 local. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.